podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Good morning, it's 98FM's Dublin Talks with Jeremy Dixon here for a Wednesday. Now, if you have young ears who are near the radio, I just want to warn you that the next conversation, well, it won't be too graphic, it may be adult in conversation. So just to let you know, if you have children, young children around, maybe they shouldn't listen to our next item. But it is an important item to discuss, and it's all to do with the accessibility of porn for young people. And I'm going to explain to you why we're talking about this in a moment. And we'll be talking to someone who may have some answers as to whether or not it is dangerous and what sort of dangers are posed by young children looking at porn. But first of all, I want to do a social experiment with you, the listener, just to get a feel for things. And I want to ask you a very simple question, okay? And this is male and female, because when it comes to porn, I would imagine just as many women watch it as men. I'm led to believe that that is the case. But here is the question. What age were you when you first looked at porn? Okay, what age were you when you first looked at porn? And where did you see it? As in, how did you access it? Was it on your phone? Was it a friend who showed you something? Was it through WhatsApp? Was it on a DVD that one of your friends had? So what age were you when you first came across porn, I suppose, when you first saw it, okay? Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98, and be honest with me as well. Don't lie about it, because I want this to be as accurate as possible. So what age were you when you first came across porn of any type? Now, I'm not talking about nudity, okay? I'm not talking about a photograph with someone naked. I'm talking about actual sexual acts, either photographs or videos. What age were you when you first came in contact with porn? And if you can tell me what the circumstances were as well, that would be great. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. We have a couple of reasons for talking about this. As you know, in the news over the last couple of weeks, it's been revealed that Ireland may follow the UK's so-called porn block laws, which will make it more difficult for people in this country to access porn. In fact, Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan has confirmed recently that the Irish government will consider a similar system to the UK so-called porn block, where you have to kind of opt in to access porn. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because yesterday we received, and it's quite a long email and I'm not going to go through all of it, but we received an email from a mother who wants to be known as Sarah. And I'll give you the bones of her email. So she says, I know my son, who is 15 years of age, is watching porn on his iPad in his room, as I've seen it on his history. I got access to his iPad last week, and what I saw he was looking at was very, very graphic. Me and his father are very, very concerned about this. I also note that he clears the history of his iPad very, very often. His dad has often sound, or recently has heard the sounds of porn coming from his bedroom. We have not approached our son about this, but we want to have that conversation. Unfortunately, the way things are with Wi-Fi and phones, it's impossible to stop our teenage son from accessing porn. But is it dangerous? Is this normal that a boy of his age would be accessing porn? I would love to hear your listeners' views on this, please. Should we be worried? Well, to Sarah, I would imagine, and I know you're listening to the show at the moment, I would imagine that's quite common for people that age. Well, we're going to find out. 0877 98 98 98. Text or WhatsApp. What age were you when you first came in contact with porn, and how did you do it? And should Sarah be worried about her teenager looking at porn on his iPad? Let me start off by going to counselling psychologist Leslie Schumacher. You're very welcome along to the show, Leslie. Sorry, you're there, Leslie. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. I can hear you perfectly. Now, you heard Sarah's email that she sent us. And, I mean, is it normal, first of all, for a teenager like that to be looking at porn?
Yes and no. Is it normal to be curious? Is it normal to explore, investigate? Absolutely. But where this email is catching my attention is the fact that there is secretive behavior where the kid knows that he's doing something he really shouldn't be doing. And this is being shown by the fact that he clears his search history. He knows he's doing something that's going to raise a red flag. And that's what worries me. And it also sounds like he's watching the porn quite a bit, which again would be a very troubling indicator for me, where I'm coming from.
And sorry, is that troubling because of his age or troubling for anybody? If anybody's watching porn regularly, would this be troubling, or is it just because of his young age?
Both. Unfortunately, what we know about porn, people talk about healthy porn versus unhealthy porn. There is no such thing as healthy porn. Is it becoming more mainstream? Unfortunately, yes. Forgive me, but look at the Kardashians. Sometimes I feel like when I see, their pictures flash across my feed from some award ceremony, whatever it is, I'm kind of thinking, why did you bother wearing clothes? So unfortunately, in some regards, porn has become quite part of our culture. We're exposed to it and all over the place, and in particular with very scantily clad women. But what happens is, what we know is, when people watch porn, and it actually doesn't matter what the age is, but if you can talk to somebody as young as this guy is, that's great. Get it out in the open. It changes their viewpoint of what makes up a healthy sexual relationship. And in some cases, because what begins to arouse them falls outside of the norm of a healthy relationship.
Okay, and the point you're making is, and I get this, I grew up in a different generation where the porn I saw when I was younger was, it was fairly, for want of a better word, normal porn. You know what I mean? Like it certainly wasn't the hardcore stuff that's available now. And what you're saying, Leslie, is that the porn that's available now, and it's really, really hardcore stuff that's available now, and it seems to be getting worse as the years go on and becomes more normalized. And what you're saying is that the acts that you see in a porn movie, these people are paid actors, they are doing this stuff because this is the movie that they are making. And it sort of gives, young fellas in particular, gives them unrealistic expectations of what a relationship should be, certainly from the physical side.
Yes, but also for women. Women are very objectified in these movies, and they start to think that that is how they're supposed to behave. And that some of the behavior shown in porn films, whether it be violence or whatever, is how they're supposed to, be and what they're supposed to put up with. And the other thing is, what I always find very interesting is how many of these porn stars, when they leave the industry, come out and say, I was doing drugs, I was drinking alcohol, I was putting myself at risk, this was just a sign that I was really miserable, that kind of thing. And, that whole, porn only benefits a very, very select few. That's it, end of. And the people who are making the money.
Okay, but so what would your fear be of this young fellow? He's 15, going on 16 years of age. It's obvious that he's looking at porn regularly. According to his mother, it's very, very graphic stuff that he's looking at. What are the potential dangers to this 15-year and 16-year-old psychologically?
He starts to think this is what is what constitutes a normal sexual relationship. At the age of course he's starting to think about sex. Of course it's normal. Of course he's starting to explore, the net, because it's a wealth of information that's easily accessible. But what is worrying is it's 2-3 clicks away you can find porn. So one, I believe in the opt-in option, but two, for this young guy, he's at a really impressionable stage where he's trying to figure out what's normal, what isn't normal. And if he goes and he tries to do something that he sees in a porn film with a girl who's unfamiliar with it, it's really going to cause problems for himself and possibly for that girl. And it would be quite unfortunate. But we know that when people are watching porn, notice how this kid's doing it alone in his room. He's already isolating himself. And what happens is people start using porn as a way to change how they feel. So if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling bored, sure, I'll watch some porn, I'll feel really good. And so they start to associate porn with, what people use alcohol, drugs, gambling for, those types of things to change our mood. Instead of going out, phoning a friend, saying, hey, come on, let's go kick a ball, let's go to the cinema, let's go do something else, or even your homework.
Okay, finally, Leslie, porn is out there. There's more porn sites on the internet than any other, than anything else. I remember reading a an article there recently about the fact that there's tens of millions of different porn sites available. You know, you can't stop a teenager, a 15-year-old, 16-year-old having a phone. You know, every 15 and 16-year-old has a phone. You can get porn on your phone with just one click. I have my phone here in front of me, and I could, within 2 seconds talking to you, I could have the most graphic porn on my phone.
Yes.
How do we stop Sarah's 15-year-old accessing porn?
I do think the opt-in is very important, but I also think, especially with this family, they want to have the talk. And here's the thing. The parents are kind of going, I don't know how to do this. What if I screw it up? This is really uncomfortable. Oh, my God, I can't believe it's us. You have to push through those feelings. They're normal. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way. But if you allow those feelings and those thoughts to stop you from sitting down and not having just one chat, but a regular series of chats, like a number of my friends who have sons, they use that opportunity of that awful case up in Belfast with the rugby players to talk to their sons about what is normal, healthy sexual behavior and how, you know, to treat a woman. So these are the conversations. These are not one-off. They need to start happening from a very early age, and you need to be open about it. And it has to be, you know, discussed, unfortunately, even though it's going to be really awkward for everybody in the room.
I know, that's a conversation I certainly wouldn't like to have. Leslie Schumacher, thanks very much for joining us on 90LFM's Dublin Talks. That's been a fascinating insight into, you know, the dangers of porn, the dangers of watching porn, and, you know, the way it can warp someone's view. I'd like to hear from you. 6797981. Text or WhatsApp your comments to 087-798-9898. Let me go to Amy. Amy, how are you?
Hi, hello, how are you doing?
Now, you first came in contact with porn at the age of 11.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what were the circumstances?
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you're curious. I found the tape in my dad's underwear drawer. So I put it on.
And sorry, these were videotapes, were they?
They were videotapes. They're videotapes, and I'm 35 now, so... Back in the day, you had stories, and it was like 30 minutes video long, you know, so just out of curiosity.
So on the scale of things compared to what it is now, it was probably, you know, it wasn't as hardcore as it would be now.
No, it wasn't. You know, there was all, there's the whole plot behind, you know.
Yeah,
girl,
okay.
Girl on the roller skates, whatever, and then she fell, and there's a guy there to help.
But still, Amy, 11 years of age, you were an impressionable young child. You shouldn't have been subjected to that. Obviously, your father had it hidden. He didn't think you were going to be able to get at it. Did it affect you being exposed to porn at such a young age?
No, not at all.
Really?
I think for the kind of thing I watched, no. But I think the kind of stuff available nowadays, it would make an effect in everyone.
And have you children yourself?
I do, yeah.
And what age are they?
They're 7 and 3.
And I'm sure, like most of us parents, you're worried sick.
Absolutely, yeah.
And how are you going to prevent your 7-year-old, because in another 4 years he'll be the same age you were when you came in contact with porn, how are you going to stop him from accessing porn?
I make sure that I know exactly what he's watching and what he's, you know, he's not allowed to go in any websites or anything like that. He's not allowed to download anything. So I try to have control as much as I can, you know. But they find a way to do stuff nowadays. So you have to be very aware.
Kids are so clever.
Yep. Online.
And at 11 years of age, I assume the video that you watched showed intercourse, did it?
It did, yeah.
It did. And you say that didn't affect you at the age of 11.
So I just thought it was funny.
And did you say it to anybody after you watched it?
Did I what?
Did you say it to your parents that you'd watched it?
No. Would you do it at 11? You wouldn't tell your parents, no.
Let me read out a text message. We'll try and get this person on the air, actually. Oh my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing. She thinks it's normal. Would you leave your own child alone to watch porn at that age? Amy?
Sorry, say again.
Your own son, when he's 11 years of age, you said it didn't affect you in any way watching that. Would you like, or would you be happy to know that your own 11-year-old was looking at it?
No, I wouldn't, no.
Even though you say it didn't affect you in any way?
No, it didn't affect me, but I can say the same for my kids.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Amy. 6797981 is our telephone number. Keep the texts and WhatsApps coming in. 087-798-9898. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Jeremy. Teenagers, yeah, are curious. No problem with that. But unfortunately, it's such free access now to porn that it's given them kind of a distorted view of maybe how women should be treated and what love is about and friendship and understanding and the word no. And I think that's the problem. And I also think, you know, there's a case going on at the moment that we all know about.
Yes, and in fact, I don't even go down that road. Don't even, and I know what you're getting at, but I don't even go down that road. Let me read out this message. I don't know how true this is. Oh my God, I was horrified. 2 weeks ago, I caught my 7-year-old son watching porn on YouTube. I didn't know YouTube had it on it. I'm sick to my stomach, and I've no idea how to approach the situation. Can somebody confirm that? I use YouTube on a daily basis. I've never come across anything of that nature on YouTube. Now, maybe I've just been lucky or unlucky, as the case may be. But do you find pornographic videos on YouTube? I certainly haven't. But if any has any experience of that, you can let me know. Let me go to Drada next. And Tony, how are you, Tony?
Yeah, hello, how are you?
Now, what do you want to say about this, Tony?
I think it's all over the top. It's all over the top. I don't think.
Sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying, Tony. Can you take me off speakerphone, please?
All right. Hello?
Yeah, that's much better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's all over the top with it. I think everybody should just relax. There's nothing wrong with porn.
There's nothing
because
wrong with...
If you're saying that kids learn unhealthy sex behaviors from it, does that mean you should ban movies and all other programs that are on TV that are not on the porn convention, like?
Well, you don't see programs on TV that show sexual intercourse. That's the difference. So you can't compare regular normal TV to porn. What age are you, Tony?
Me? I'm 36.
You're 36. Have you children yourself?
Yes.
What age is your child?
My child is 7.
7. And I assume you would be horrified at the thoughts of him looking at pornographic material. When he reaches the age of 11, would you be horrified?
If he's at 11, yeah, I would be. But if he's at about 14, no.
Really?
No.
14 years of age, you wouldn't have a problem?
I wouldn't have a problem if I know. But if I know he's doing it, I would not have a problem with it. I'll talk to him about it.
14 years of age, though, Tony. He's
came off it. It's better he sees it than he goes out and experiences it and doesn't like it. It's better he sees it, know whether he'll like it, than going out and experiencing it and not liking it.
Well, of course he'd like porn. Most people who look at it actually look at it because they enjoy it. But you would be happy with your 14-year-old son having his mind warped by looking at that?
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be mortified. If I seen him looking at porn, it wouldn't shake me. Because it's a normal thing. We all did it growing up.
Well, Amy, what do you say to that? 14 years of age, when a son reaches 14, he won't have a problem with him if he's looking at porn.
Look, to be honest, I think the kids have to be talked to. You know, you have to instruct your kids. You have to explain what it is. You have to, you know, because kids, they are curious. Teenagers are curious. So you have to make them aware.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Amy. Tony, don't go away. I want to talk to you a bit more. And Dave and John, I'll come to you straight after the break. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us on 087-798-9898. Regarding that woman's message about catching her 7-year-old looking at porn on YouTube, are you sure it was YouTube? Because I'm not getting any confirmation that there is porn on YouTube. And we are looking into it at the moment. If anybody can confirm or deny that there is porn on YouTube. I'm sure if someone did put something of a pornographic nature on YouTube, it would be taken down immediately. So if anybody can confirm, call us 6797-98. Dave, you've been on hold since Christmas. I'm sorry about that. What's your point, please?
It's all good. I don't think banning it is going to really make one ship of a difference. And I kind of think this whole porn thing is a wider symptom of how kids are getting sexualized younger and younger and younger nowadays.
But they're getting sexualized because of the access to porn.
No, I know, but it's not just porn as well. Look at some of the most popular TV shows for teenagers, like Love Island, Geordie Shore, X on the Beach. they're giving them just as unrealistic expectations about life as pornography is.
Yeah,
and I do believe porn is incredibly damaging for kids, especially when they're at the age where their brain doesn't understand what they're seeing in front of them. Do you know? But like, go past any teenage disco when it's on. Do you know what I mean? They didn't dress like that when I was going to teenage discos. Do you know, it's a wider symptom of what we're seeing nowadays. And porn definitely is one of the biggest things. And actually, while I have you, just let parents out there know, the web browser on a PS4 works perfectly with Pornhub. So
no, really?
You might just... Yeah, it works absolutely perfectly. The Xbox One, the browser is a bit of a pain in the arse to use, so I don't think it works, but it's actually integrated perfectly, and it works completely seamlessly with the operating system on a PS4.
So if you have a PS4, and don't give out the website again, because I don't want, if there's younger people listening,
sorry,
to know. No, I mean, everybody knows that website exists. But you're saying you can access one of the most,
yep.
Well, probably the best known porn video streaming service.
Through your PS4, yeah.
So could a child be up in his bedroom, and once the PS4 has internet access, could he easily access that porn website then?
Very, very easily, yeah. And even if, but see, this is like how easy it is to actually, you don't have to go looking for this stuff. Like, I was using the browser on my PlayStation to watch movies, and I was getting porn site pop-ups coming up on it. Do you know, and I have like parental restrictions on the PlayStation, but these are just popping up on the browser.
So sorry, even with a parental restriction, you were still getting pop-ups?
They were still popping up, yeah, to cam sites and stuff like that.
That's
cool. But what do you expect as well when you see so many parents give their kids like a smartphone at the age of 9 or 10?
What do you expect? Stay there for a second, please, Dave. That's what unsupervised internet access does. I'd like to hear from you. Call us 6797981 or text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Let me go to a mother of two children. Maria, you have a 9 and 11-year-old, is that right?
Yep, I do.
And what, they found porn on YouTube, have they?
When they were 7, yeah, kind of like, not, I don't think it's, again, the hardcore porn. I agree with you totally. YouTube is good at taking them down as soon as they pop up, kind of a thing. But I did have, like, my first reaction would have been like, oh my God, they're banned, come here, all your devices quickly. I was absolutely shocked to death at the first time when I... One of them came running to me, said, like, blaming the other, saying, like, oh, look, mommy, like, he is watching this or that on YouTube. And I was just freaked. Like, the other mother there said that she doesn't know how to react. That was me in the beginning. And then I put all the child protection on internet, YouTube, all of them, like, until my son, I didn't keep it on long because, you see, when they get older, their devices change as well.
Okay, so you're if I couldn't cross you. You're 11-year-old, yeah?
No, they were younger then.
Oh, sorry,
not now.
What age?
They were about 7, 8.
Okay, so your child's 11 now?
Yes.
And what?
Now he's 11.
What have you put in place to prevent or to stop your 11-year-old accessing porn?
No, I have nothing in place. And I think if he would search those things, I would catch him again, because they're still not smart enough to avoid, you know, me and the sister doesn't like both of them. They kind of like to tell on each other. So if one of them would do it, I would know it.
Okay. And do they have unsupervised internet access?
Now, yes.
They do?
Now I've I've kind of taken it off because they haven't... they have not crossed over any lines right now. But I have, like, I had the same question, kind of. I asked from one of my friends, like, what do you do when your son, because I'm not capable of talking about, you know, things. I'm not very open, and I'm kind of scared, and I wouldn't know where to start talking about this to my son or teaching him the, you know.
Now, do they use a PS4?
No, we don't have PS4.
Okay,
thank God for that. We haven't had. We don't have access to the full just that website there. And as I said, if they would see something inappropriate, I'm sure I would know about that. But what I did is I got a book for my son that's meant for teenagers, kind of like explaining about your body and stuff. That was the only, like, the educational part that I could.
Oh, so rather than sitting down with him, you gave him a book, was it?
Yes, I gave him a book because I don't know where to start
I know. Where do you start? That's the problem. Thanks for your call, Maria. Now, since we mentioned the whole YouTube thing, this is quite worrying and quite puzzling. Because I didn't think there was porn on YouTube, and I've been sent loads of screenshots, and they've sent me to links on YouTube, and I'm on YouTube here at the moment, and yeah, there are full porn videos on YouTube that haven't been taken down, and some of them have been uploaded as long as 4 months ago and 5 months ago, which is absolutely, no, I'm not going to click into them because if I do, I'll probably be sacked, but I'm looking at the thumbnails here for the videos on YouTube, and yes, there is porn on YouTube, but here's the thing, they won't get taken down unless you report them. So if you do come across them, you need to report them to YouTube and get them taken down, because they can't, there's billions of videos on YouTube, they can't monitor every single one of them. One last call on this. Mark, how are you? Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Ah, there you are. Now, what do you want to say on this, Mark?
You hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just thinking, I mean, you know how you go to the World Wide Web, http.www, to go onto the any websites and whatnot.
Yes.
Why can't they put all the porn sites and everything onto, like, http.ww1 or www.p or something like that, so that if you wanted to go into that, you'd have to put that into your web browser to go to even access those things?
That would make sense. You know, obviously the porn companies would have a problem with that because they love the fact that their websites are so accessible.
Yes.
But yeah, I think something definitely needs to be done about how easy it is to access it. I think part of the problem here is, Mark, a lot of parents are stupid when it comes to this.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, they're ignorant. They don't understand.
But then the generation now, like, what, 20, what, I'm 40, so we would have been around computers when they came out. So, you know, we're the ones having kids now. They should be a lot more aware of
absolutely
technology than I'm like my grandparents and my parents, possibly not being that clued on. But people are having kids now are my age.
There's no excuse. There really is no excuse.
There shouldn't be really any excuse. I mean, who lets a kid have a computer and a TV in their bedroom now? And
every parent does. That's
I don't get it.
Yeah. I agree with you. Thanks very much for your call. There is no excuse, as Mark says. Absolutely no excuse. And if you still think that you have to go searching for porn on a phone, you are living in the dark ages now. Because porn, a lot of the times, porn finds you. You don't find porn. Let me read out this message. I remember the first time I was shown porn, I was about 12 years of age, and I can still recall that sick feeling I felt in my stomach. I felt so anxious and disgusted by it, I was terrified to ever have sex. Another text. I don't want to ring in case the family recognise me, but I checked my 14-year-old's phone and he has lots of videos girls are sending him of very intimate and explicit acts. These are from 14 and 50-year-olds, and no doubt boys are sending videos too. I'm blown away by how children are using social media. Yeah, absolutely. Your kids could be doing anything, sending any type of videos, and you wouldn't be aware of it. And here's the thing that will make you aware. If you have a 14-year-old sending a girl who's 15-year-old explicit videos, that is child pornography that they're involved in. That is a serious, serious crime. You just need to take control. As a parent, take control. I know the technology is there, but you need to, as a parent, take control and make sure that your child is not exposed to this kind of stuff, because it is not for children. As we heard from the psychologist at the start of the topic, it can warp their minds, it can warp their views of the opposite sex and what is expected in a sexual relationship.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.